The wash up thanks to Godding's Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist on K-Rock 955. And St Mary's have kept alive their finals hopes in emphatic fashion with a 46-point win over Newtown and Chilwell. 16-11, 107-9, 761. Lucky enough to be joined on the line tonight by the co-coach of the Saints, Travis Robertson. Trav, firstly, congratulations on the win. You must be wrapped with the performance in terms of the fact that not only do you get a win over a top five side, but your season stays alive for another week.
Yeah, look, it's good. Obviously, our season's pretty clear. We need to keep winning. So we've played a good side today in Newtown and been able to hit the scoreboard well, which was nice, and had a great win. The boys got a great spread of contribution.
What was most impressive about what your boys did this afternoon? And I suspect after half time, you must be really happy with the way you ran away with the game.
Yeah, look, we probably went in with a bit of a different mix. So this is another... I think there was five changes again for us, whether that be VFL or some strategic changes for us. And we probably went with a little bit more speed and it worked for us, actually. So, and look, as I said earlier, I think when we play well, it's normally when we get a great spread of contribution from the group.
Yep. Jack Blood, as we know, had that injury issue a few weeks back against St Albans and has bounced back in the last couple of weeks and probably played his best game since returning.
Yeah, mate, his season's been it's been awesome, given, I guess, the challenges he's had to face. But, yeah, his last, even when he got, he got back that day that he was injured, he was probably our best player by a fair street. And he's just continued to play good footy when he's out on the deck.
Talk to us about Andrew Banjanin and his ruck battle with David Fanning.
Yeah, two Goliaths going at it. Big Banjo, yeah, we didn't play Sam Conway and asked Banjo to play head-to-head with David. And I think Banjo's done a great job this year. In actual fact, I think he's had an awesome year. He's played really well against some of the really good ruckmen in the comp.
You got a good spread of goal kickers. Tom Lang kicked three, Cole Reid three, a couple for Josh Cowan, a couple for your captain, Jacob Welsh, as well. You need avenues to goal with the way you structure up.
Yeah, look, we don't have a genuine forward, and our side, from a forward point of view, looks very different from where it looked in Grand Final Day last year. So, as everyone's sort of written up, it's a different mix, and we've been tinkering with that all year, and we tried a few different things today, and look, Kyle Reid's been great for us when we've thrown him forward. Tom Lang was a different mix for us today, and he's hit the scoreboard really well. So, and I'm sure we'll try a few more different things as the year goes on, but it worked for us today.
Absolutely. You look ahead, and you've got an interesting final three rounds, starting with South Bar next week. They've been well beaten by Colac today. They're two games in actually not that much. I actually think their percentage probably took a hit today. The ladder hasn't updated yet, but it's almost an elimination final again for you next week.
Yeah, we've already talked about that. It's an elimination final for both clubs. They're probably, South Bar, not on their own in terms of being getting smacked by Colac in the last 3 weeks. They've done that to everyone, so they're in great form, Colac. So we don't certainly underestimate what we're going to come up with next week. It's a pretty simple formula for us. We need to just keep winning, so our boys need to be up and about. We got through a game without any injuries, which is pretty rare for us this year, so selection will be interesting, but we're just really looking forward to continuing to win some games of footy.
Anybody you hope to have back next week, Robbo?
Oh, look, it probably depends on what goes on with the VFL. I'm not sure if the Cats got any injuries today, but it'd be nice to get a few back. Look, we're really happy with the side that rolled out today. We'll probably get Maxwell Garinas back. He's not been selected with Werribee. He's had a couple of weeks off with a sore shoulder. I'm pretty sure he'll play next week, so he'll come in, and then we'll see what else unfolds during the week.
Well, Trav, South Barwon, Grovedale and Leopold to finish. You might be setting yourself up for a grandstand finish against the Lions in the final round to maybe book an elimination final berth. It's a tight-run thing to the run to the GFL finals, and no doubt you'll be hoping to be a part of them again in season 2019. Really appreciate your time on a Saturday night. Well done on the win, and good luck for the remaining three rounds.
Yeah, no, thanks, Kingy. We know what's in front of us, so we'll continue to have a go at that.